Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The two things we can't escape: inflation. Consumer report today, the consumer price index, which is a real good gauge of how things are going. Inflation is baked in. Consumer prices rose 3.5% from a year ago in March, a lot more than expected, says CNBC. So what does it tell us? The fear is it's baked in, and then the Fed will probably not, come June, lower interest rates. And the market has gone nuts in a negative way today. But Americans are seeing this. Americans are seeing what Biden did. We've told you how many times about it. So that's one that's baked in. Also, what do they have to go with? Well, of course, abortion. My goodness, this is even worse than what they did in Alabama now. This law just smacks of just arcane, backward type of stuff, going back 160 years in Arizona. Now Arizona will have abortion on the ballot to bake it in there in Arizona. Carrie Lake, those of you that sometimes, Dan, take shots at me on this, and I know I'm 100% right in what we've been saying about abortion, the Trump position, and what to do. Carrie Lake is sometimes seen as an outlier, conservatively, pretty far out there. And her position on abortion was what a lot of the pro-life Ron DeSantis position might be. But she has seen the wisdom of this. And last night, Carrie Lake put out a statement that said if she's elected to the Senate from Arizona, she would oppose both federal funding for abortion. That's good. That's where most Americans are. The Democrats have overstepped on that. And she would oppose federal restriction on abortion, meaning a national ban. Lake went on to say that this law is out of step with Arizonans. I'm the only woman and mother in this race. I understand the fear, anxiety, and joy of pregnancy and motherhood. I wholeheartedly agree with President Trump. This is a very personal issue that should be determined by each individual state and her people. I oppose today's ruling. I'm calling on Katie Hobbs and the state legislature to come up with an immediate common sense solution that Arizonans can support. That's exactly right. So what do you say if you're in the camp of these people that won't give it up on this, that you're still more principled, or do you get where America is and what it means and what has to be done here, what Trump did, and now Carrie Lake making the point this is way out of step with where America is. And the fact it's so old. In fact, the times in Arizona. But I'd have to say this is putting a state that I think was rapidly going to be in the Trump column into a toss-up now. That's what's going to happen here. We're saying this constantly. You can say, well, we've said what we want to say, and we're not going to talk about it. You see what's going to happen with this. These two things are baked in. Biden can't get away from the two immigration, illegal immigration. Even though we have a guest coming on today from the Border Patrol, Biden might do a pretend executive action in order to try to skate on it. And he certainly can't get away from inflation. He did it. He didn't care about doing it. We went through the whole rationale, and Republicans ought to remind people more what Biden did, how he caused this. Here a year later, still 3.5%. To be slowing, it's got to be 2%, not 1 month here and there. It's got to be 2% or under, slightly under, month after month. That would be normal. This is not normal. It is baked in. It's going to take a different approach to get us out of this. As far as Arizona, this is nuts. I mean, come on. How many people out there listening now are saying no exceptions? Maybe Doug Mastriano, Dan, ought to get a cowboy hat and move to Arizona. You know, and I still have people bother me about Mark Houck. No, you got to be kidding me. Well, look at what he suffered. I agree. His story is riveting. I salute him. He's a man of great principle in that. That doesn't mean I want him to be the nominee for Congress. You will not win in Bucks County. You will not win in Pennsylvania. You're not going to win in Arizona. Kerry Lake! When you think of the deepest conservatives, when you think of the people saluted by that, what do you say to Kerry Lake? Do you say, oh, I'm off her too. She doesn't get it. She's unprincipled too. All right, one other item. Penridge School District. Our buddy Joan Cullen, if she's listening today, used to be a bastion of common sense. Then you had a group, Dan, that took over after Joan that were not conservative, but kind of wild. Remember that? The stuff they got involved in. So they got ousted, and they bring in a new group now, and this new group now unveils a new bathroom policy. When you see the headline, you think academically, heads of school, the school board. Yeah, we have a new bathroom policy. Well, what's that mean? Well, what they're doing is they're going to incorporate transgendered students. Penridge, extensive report that they would be able to use the bathroom of their choice, whatever you identify with. There'll be multi-bathroom. I'm getting lost here in all the plumbing. Multi-bathroom, single-use bathroom, some of it same-sex, some of it not.
You know who the biggest proponents of this are is the plumbing union. It's, you know, all this new work coming to them. Come on.
I remember when Comcast was built, Dan, the unions are so powerful. There is apparently in the Comcast building, there are plumbing lines that like are sawdust. Nothing comes out of them, but they had to be put in to satisfy some requirement. And then there's the actual plumbing.
Were they future-proofing? Getting ready for gender-neutral bathrooms?
No, they were just making do so that the unions would let them alone. Imagine, okay, you guys can put that in, it won't work.
Just go do something in a corner, we'll pay you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Nice Comcast here. You wouldn't want something to happen to it. One board member...
Eagles game, guys.
Yeah. One board member, of course, used the line, and Dan's trying to get some of these people, or one of these people, on. Kaufman, his name is. Chris Kaufman. He acknowledged the challenges faced by transitioning individuals. I've seen the mental health ramifications of having to transition and conceal that from people. Here's the line, Dan. He said, if that policy is helping to save one life, I think that's the end goal. Here we go again. We're saving one life. That's the way that we're going to go. Okay? By the way, rare special next segment, I guess, right? Or it's up to Dan.
Yeah, whenever you want to do it.
Yeah, got him here in studio. He's got him here in studio. Yeah. Rare in-studio guest, Mike Opelka.
Yeah.
And the guy, Dan, brings sandwiches. And look what else he's brought. You give us the play-by-play for tomorrow night. Do you think Rand Paul and I can drink that tomorrow night? Or how many servings is
that? Well, you got to open it. We got to see what's in there.
Oh, okay. Well, just look at the label. Colonel. I love calling. Can I call Rand Paul Colonel tomorrow night?
Colonel?
It's a Kentucky thing.
Colonel Paul.
Colonel Paul.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Come look at this.
Yes, it's a Colonel E.H. Taylor small batch. Oh, my God. Bottled in bonds. Now, Mike is a... professional golfer almost. Nick Cale says he plays he plays more golf than pro golfers play. He tells us two times a week. Our spies say five or six. And Danny says his swing to loosen up is lubricated by great bourbon.
Oh, yeah?
So look at this. He's a man of his word for tomorrow
night.
He says
it's true.
Now, at what point in the program, Greg told me we'd be getting a run of the show. What point of the program, Mike, would you say it's appropriate to be taking a slug of brandy with Rand Paul?
This program or that program?
That program tomorrow night.
It's inaugural. It's you know, Tom, we play golf very early in the morning, but swing oil is appropriate at the first tee.
By the way, that you're here.
Do you shoot straight when you don't have bourbon?
Yeah, you do.
Now that he's here, Dan, I don't call it a breakfast ball. I just say, hey, on the first tee, we can't warm up. I know he plays at plush country clubs.
Yeah, Dom's talking about taking mulligans with you.
You get a mulligan on the first hole.
Yeah, there's no mulligan.
Oh, look at this.
There's no mulligans in life. There's no mulligans in golf.
So we asked, Mike, is a mulligan on the first tee shot cheating? On Twitter, we got 56.3% said yes.
They're all non-golfers. They don't understand that. They're all hackers, Dan. See, I need a little bit of time to warm up, and then by that, but it took me two or three holes. I didn't ask for a mulligan when we played over
Mike, what's your honest assessment of Dom's playing abilities?
Dom has a remarkably huge drive.
And really?
He has a studied short game. Yeah, I watched the guy. He's got like a laser focus.
I see some daggers coming out of his eyes right now.
Under 125 yards, Dom's like, boop, 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 boop. He's got like a bionic eye. And then his putting is really solid. And
really?
He's streaky on putting.
It's all pretty true. Yeah. Iron game bad. I need a lot of work.
You know, this whole talking himself up is not a bit at all. He's actually a pretty solid golfer.
They went a little bit too far. Nick Cale went a little bit too far. A little bit too far at balance. So, yeah, we're going to play again this year. But
yes,
Mike,
we are.
Thank you very much. And Mike may or may not be there. Come on.
You're
going
to my date. I need a date.
I got a leaky roof down at the beach, and I have to go there tomorrow morning.
The second home.
Oh, come on.
Roof.
Last night, I found out the wife has to work late, so I need someone to, you know, be my...
Wait a minute. Can't Edmonds get a helicopter over there at Riccioli and fix it by the time of tomorrow?
I need some Riccioli help on that.
Edmonds
Roofing, big sponsor here.
Yeah, who else do we have? Who could I... Johnny and the boys down at Mulligan's. They'll get over there, make it, give the guys a drink, and make any time for the event.
Caller of the year, 2023, Earl Tacone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, roofing expert.
The Earl of Tacone.
I didn't realize. He's a roofer?
Big time, yes. Yeah.
Wow. So, Mike's taking notes of it.
Thank you very much. This is the type of shenanigans, Dan, that will be happening tomorrow night
with
Rand Paul. Mike, what question would you ask Rand Paul? What's the major thing that you want to know from him?
I love all the stuff he's done on of COVID and Fauci and all that. I would like to know if he ever thinks he's going to make a run again at the White House.
Ooh.
2028.
I tell you, you know how we'll know? If he's wearing cowboy boots to give him extra height. Because that's what he did in one of the...
that's true.
Every one of these guys, when they're going to run for president, lose weight, Bill Murphy, the hair...
Well,
fix the teeth.
To that end, the New York Times is accusing Trump of being on Ozempic. And they're saying it diminishes him. So they didn't like him when he was overweight, and now they're mad at him because he's getting skinnier.
He does look thinner to me.
They're speculating he's on the Ozempic. It's okay for Oprah and Whoopi, but not for Trump.
I don't see Trump running marathons. You know what I mean?
No.
He's golfing more. He's just golfing more.
Yeah.
You know?
But Murphy, though, wouldn't you fix the teeth first before the hair with Miss Kim?
Yeah.
If you're running for president.
Hey, I just got word, guys. I don't mean to interrupt, but there's a new batch of tickets that just opened up for this Rand Paul event tomorrow. 1210WPHT.com. Go get them now because they're flying off the shelves. And come see this tomorrow night.
Yeah, they've opened up 20 more seats, I think. Greg Stocker and the boys in the back room. Fire Marshal says that's okay. All right, so... go to 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com.
Sorry, back to Mrs. Kim and, Governor Murphy's hair.
Yeah. So, and Mike, you brought sandwiches out here, too, right?
Yeah, Tommy Dinex. It's a Tommy Dinex day.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you, though,
thank you very much.
How long has this been cured, so to speak?
I'm not sure if that's a 10-year, but it's Colonel Taylor is a very nice guy to have at your party.
Now, could I ask, I mean, it's past noon, 5 o'clock somewhere. Is there any way that we can get you guys to, you know, have a little
sip? I'm not having any now. Wait a minute. No? Come on now. Got to save it for tomorrow night. Ro has me in a strict bourbon limit here. based upon usually. So
she's not going to know.
How many shots?
He's like, let's go, let's go.
How many shots? Odyssey attorney's not. How many shots would you take, Mike, before you would say that's enough?
Probably two. I'm a sipper. I'm a bourbon sipper.
I told you, Dan.
That's the number that you said. Yeah,
two. Yeah.
It's sipping, especially at this level.
Yeah.
Small batch.
Now this one's really good. Is this on the rocks? Or are we mixing this with something?
What?
You put
neat. Is that
three
is that...
drops of water opens up the bourbon? That's all you do. You get an eyedrop. Okay. You put three drops of water in.
All right, Rand Paul's very particular about this, the bourbon trail and all that. You know, he's usually not a politician type, but when we mentioned bourbon, he went into
it. You can't be from Kentucky and not like bourbon.
He went into a bourbon.
You're not allowed to divulge which is your favorite bourbon, because then you make all the other distillers mad at you.
See what I mean? Very political.
This is a real American liquor. This is a true American original.
Well, Mike, we hope you make it tomorrow night. Thank you very much. And the Odyssey Cup standings with Nick Kao are tied, I believe,
it's
right?
It's 2-2. But see, he hasn't played this year. I've already got 8 rounds in.
All right. Mike, I'm sure he'll get there tomorrow night at some point. Nick Kao's going to introduce us. And, Dan, this is quite a gift. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. We'll have this, when we start the show. That's what if Rand Paul's okay with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. As we said, Dan just told us releasing 20 tickets. So the thing to do is go to 1210WPHT.com. We'll see you tomorrow night over at the Zlock Center at about 6:30, the bar opens.
Ooh.
Nick Kao there. Mike will be there later.
I hope to be there right at 6:30.
You'll get to meet Dan. You'll see that he's only 6, 7, and 9 tenths tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see that
Bring your measuring tape.
You'll see that I'm 6'1 and a quarter.
Definitely
that might be a little
tape.
Bit of an
one that goes 40 yards, please.
Yeah. All right. Jump on board. Those two developments. Carrie Lake, it's apparent here. She senses where Arizona is. And this is the only thing holding Republicans up, Democrats up. How much is this playing in the suburbs? Well, in Arizona, it's playing really well. It's going to make that a tough state. Penridge. It's a little bit hard even to follow what they're doing, but essentially, they've gone from a very conservative school board to one now that is opening up the nonsense of transgender bathrooms. They don't like the term biological males either. Well, it's a clinical term. I think it should be used.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Hope to see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Rand Paul, again, making news. We'll play some of it today. The 15 government agencies that covered up the origin of the virus. So this is ongoing. This isn't over yet. And it needs to be publicized more. Plus, we'll talk with him about everything else that's out there, including bourbon. All right, side question today, National Siblings Day. So hit us with your all-time siblings. Dan, I'm going to take the Kennedys off because that's an obvious answer, even though they fade it a good bit.
Yeah.
I always take off, if this comes up, Cain and Abel. All right.
Oh, I thought you were going with the, okay.
Yeah, for obvious reasons.
I'm
going
to go similar, yeah.
And it can be fictional, too, so I'm going to take Super Mario Brothers off.
All right, I like it. Yeah, I thought you were going to say Kane and Undertaker, so that's what I'll take off of.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll also take off the Manning brothers with their annoying Manning cast.
Of course, I left that.
Now spreading to other sports with the college basketball, women's college basketball, Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe. I did go back and watch some of that. Ugh.
I mean, Eli Manning is only a passable quarterback, not a Hall of Famer, and Peyton Manning is a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And then I'll also take off the Carpenters, brother-sister duo.
Okay. All right, so siblings, brothers, sister, brothers, multiple, whatever it might be, that is the side question today. You get in at 855-839-1210 here on Talk Radio 1210. And Pembridge is, just amazing where this has gone. The story that bothers me the most today locally, it's the Bryn Mawr Film Institute. Dan Rowe and I used to go there pretty regularly. We didn't stop going for any reason. You know, it's a bit of a hike from us. They have a lot of films you wouldn't see anywhere else.
Art house films?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, a lot of different stuff. But they seem to pride themselves on that, you would think. Guess what? They canceled an Israeli movie during the Israeli Film Festival. It sparks a protest and now a court order. And the reason they did it, according to the media anyhow, they're welcome to tell me otherwise, they were afraid of the mob. They were afraid they would just disrupt it. How long are we going to live in fear of those two mobs? The mob with the transgender stuff and then the Gaza mob. How many things can they be allowed to disrupt? And how can the Bryn Mawr Film Institute, which prides itself on things that are provocative, old-time films also. I mean, it is right there on the main line. It's a classic place. They do have the Israeli Film Festival, apparently. And then they start canceling films because of fear of what these people would do. And everybody says, well, what are you going to do, Don? What do you mean, what are you going to do? You mean to say police on the main line and others, you'd be unable to show this film? Well, that's not a good film experience. So we're a place that is not just, it's not an AMC. You know, it's not something like that. It's a icon, really, in that subset of movies. They determine they can't show this, apparently, because of the fear of what these people are going to do. How much stuff can they shut down? And I didn't see this in the Inquirer. I saw it in another publication, NBC 10. The Bryn Mawr Film Institute says we don't endorse or oppose any causes. In past years, we have not regarded hosting a screening from the Israeli Film Festival as a political partnership. However, as the situation in Israel and Gaza has developed, it's become clear that our showing the movie is being widely taken among individuals and institutions as an endorsement of Israel's recent and ongoing actions. This is not a statement we intended to make. My God, the cowardice of this. You're just showing a film that had nothing to do with that. They're trying to weasel their way out of this. So in their mind, what they're saying is to the rest of the world, Israel is such a pariah that if you even show these films, which they routinely do, you are part of the problem here. This is what the left does. This is the bullying. This is the nonsense. And they will engage in it again and again and again. They're insatiable when it comes to this stuff. There is no doubt what this is about to me. All righty, 855-839-1210. You get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Here is Governor Kristi Noem talking about President Trump's position on abortion. She's from South Dakota, VP candidate. And as I said, South Dakota, one of the objections to her they have a pretty, I don't know if they have the 6-week ban, they have something like it. Here's what she said, though, about the Arizona law.
Well, the president is exactly right. And his thoughts and his heart is with women in crisis that are facing these situations with precious babies. Every state will look different. We may hold personal beliefs as elected officials. I'm personally pro-life, but every state will look different. And it is about the will of the people. And I've never seen the federal government come in on a tough issue and offer a solution and fix it. In fact, the reality of a federal bill passing through the Senate and through the House just isn't there. So why are we talking about it? People have more of an input and more of a way to frame their state laws and what it looks like in their state with our state legislators who are their neighbors and their businessmen and women. Talk to them and have that conversation. And that's exactly what President Trump was saying.
All right, so she's moving toward that position, too, even though previously. But Carrie Lake is the star on this. Isn't this telling us something? Isn't it telling us this is all the Democrats have? And at least the smarter Republicans are realizing how to blunt this and not continue to go down the path when this issue, you can say, well, why does it? Why does it trump everything else? Why does it trump? We see the inflation story today. It's baked in. The Fed doesn't know what to do. People can't get into housing because of the interest rates. And yet the Fed's scared to death to lower them because inflation is baked in. I know that. You know that. Tell that to these people that are just going to vote on abortion, though. You got to deal with it. That's the battlefield. That's the playing field. Are you going to say, well, we're just going to stick to what we've said and that's it? Now, Trump was out in front on this. They're arguing his position, what he's done, is what caused places like Arizona to cite this 130-year-plus law. And now it will be up on the ballot. Carrie Lake also called upon the legislature, and so did several Republicans, to get at it, to fix this law, so that the state of Arizona does not have this abortion law. Now you can say, well, look, the pro-life side is winning on this. No, you're not. Not long term on this. That's not going to hold. You're going to lose the presidency. Well, I don't care about that. Okay, that must be nice. Because if you lose that, none of this other stuff is going to work. You know it deep down. Let's see. Let's go to Richard in Westchester. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard. Afternoon.
Hi. Greetings. I lived in the Lower Merion area for 25 years. I'm familiar with the Bryn Mawr Film Institute. It's composed mainly of mainline liberals. At the first sign of resistance from Bryn Mawr and Haverford students, they canceled an Israeli film. Because of, to me, cowardice. They should have never canceled the film.
No, I agree with you, particularly Richard.
I am so disappointed.
Roe and I have been there maybe 30 or 40 times. And to your point, though, but they hold themselves out, Ultimate Art Film House, provocative films, great stuff.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Yeah.
But you're right. But it could be very disruptive. That's true. So you have to determine, every time they threaten, are you going to kowtow or are you going to say, okay, we're going to have private security and police, and we're going to take you out of there.
Absolutely. And they're the first ones to get in your face, you know, about abortion, Black Lives Matter, and all this. I mean, you know, you drive down Lower Merion Street back during the Floyd riots, and there were Black Lives Matter signs all over the place there.
Well, I'll give you another phony community. In Chestnut Hill, exactly to your point, they put up plywood up and down the block, and then they painted on it Black Lives Matter on the plywood, don't break our windows. Yeah, they're frauds.
Right. Talk is cheap, and now talk isn't so cheap anymore. And they're going to have to make a decision going forward. It's very sad.
Yeah. What's your siblings? Who are your siblings?
A bad one. Dom and Joe DiMaggio, sir.
And
I'm not very imaginative today.
All right, Dom, Vince, you forgot Vince DiMaggio, too. I think Dom DiMaggio played for the Red Sox. So, you know, Dan, I told you that. South Philly bar, greatest ball player ever. Guy says Joe DiMaggio. All right, that's bad enough. He's not. Second best, Dom DiMaggio. Yeah. Third best, Vince DiMaggio.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. So, you know. Never did that with the Borowskis. Who was the greatest Polish player of all time?
Joe Borowski, former pitcher for the Cubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk with Tiffany Justice from Moms for Liberty coming up because they're talking about the weaponization of the federal government against people like their members and like members who show up at school board meetings. That's still going on.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of our favorite guests are the people who founded Moms for Liberty because they're constantly in the center ring on all these things still going on with school boards. Joining us is one of the founders, co-founder, Moms for Liberty, Tiffany Justice here on the Dom Giordano Show. Tiffany, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Oh, thanks for having me on. You know, we love Philadelphia. We had a summit there last summer, and so just a very special place to us, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Wow, absolutely. And you got the best of Philadelphia and the worst. I just don't know, Tiffany, though, if Moms for Liberty had that drawing power. You only had DeSantis, the president, former president, and others in that. I mean, come on now. You guys got to work a little bit harder at that. That wasn't that impressive. But, Tiffany, back on the issue now, what some things have happened around this weaponization of government. You did a presentation on this, I think, with Heritage. So what's the latest around school boards and your members? And one had the FBI visitor.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about Heritage first. They have a project, the Oversight Project, and what they're really trying to do is dig in on the weaponization of the American government against the American people. And so I was really honored to be a part of a all-day symposium where we heard from different legislators in Congress. We heard from tech experts, Homeland Security experts, really talking about how the American government is using the different levers that they have in order to undermine really our democracy, our country. And so schools are very important to the left, and that was what I was there to really talk about. I think it's been surprising to people to see the backlash, right? How much ire parents getting up at school board meetings have drawn from the unions and from the left just for getting up and saying things that, you know, are really easy things to see and know, right? Kids are being indoctrinated. There's a lot of division being sown in the schools. We're seeing that constantly. Parents getting up and talking about concerns about academic achievement. Only a third of kids reading on grade level in America, right? So parents are getting up and speaking. Their mics are getting shut down. The National School Board sent a letter to the Department of Justice, and within 5 days, Merrick Garland sicked the FBI on moms and dads. And so you're right. After speaking at a school board meeting, one of our moms was contacted by an FBI field office. And as I'm sure you can imagine, and anyone listening, how incredibly shocking that you're making peanut butter and jelly one day, and the FBI calls you and has questions about why you were mad at your school board the night before.
Yes, nothing more than that. I mean, you talk about chilling. That's why, thank God, Moms for Liberty there is a blanket that can help with this. Some of the things, too, I wanted to know. The banned, so-called banned books thing is out there. Tiffany, so much that NBC and the AP just ran a story saying that librarians across the board, both school and public libraries, are afraid they're going to be put in jail because of actions like Moms for Liberty and others on these books. And we've come up with a new test of a book that might be iffy. If you go to the local school board, and you start to read it and say it's available in a junior high or middle school or something, and they tell you you have to shut up, you can't read that in a public meeting, that's a pretty good barometer. Maybe it shouldn't be in the library there. The thing that's going on now, too, is the absentee rate is incredibly high in a lot of schools.
We can talk about the absentee rate. I mean, is it shocking to anyone that we closed schools for 2 years in some places, the unions closed schools down, and is it shocking that the kids got the message that going to school wasn't that important? Why is anyone surprised about that, right? I mean, I feel like we undermined the respect that anyone should have for the education system by doing that.
Yes, and what's happened here, rather than this being the Manhattan Project post-COVID because of all that was lost, it's carrying over and making it lesser than before COVID hit. And in my estimation, here in Philadelphia, what I see, it's not good. I don't see catch-up happening at all in many places.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, the truth of the matter is, and if you're a mom or a dad, you know that every year of your child's life matters. Certainly, you know, the difference between 5 and 6 and 6 and 7 and 7 and 8, those are important years where a lot of development has happened. And so the idea that we could just take a kindergartner and have them skip first grade or have them skip first and second grade and then try to make up, you know, those years and those amount of time, what a huge responsibility and burden to put on teachers. It's an almost impossible task. And so, you know, I think we need to be honest about that. Schools never should have been closed. And to your point about the library books, if you can't get up at a public meeting
right,
and read the book, then it has no place in a public school. If I walked up to your kid on a playground and I showed your child that book and I would be arrested for showing it to them, it doesn't belong in a public school. And I think we just need to be honest about this. This is common sense stuff. Hopefully in 2024, 2025, we're going to see a president who, you know, makes sure that common sense is not so rare like it is right now. But adults are just being silly about a lot of this. You know, teachers, librarians saying they're going to go to jail. Hey, don't show kids porn and you won't go to jail. I think it's very simple.
Does Moms for Liberty, a little bit unclear, we have a lot, of course, Tiffany, coming out about abortion. President Trump's statement the other day, I think, was right on. Then we saw Arizona. When you endorse, when you're involved in that, is that an issue that Moms for Liberty gets involved in?
No, we don't. I mean, we're focused on parental rights and education, and
okay,
first and foremost, a parental rights organization. I mean, my own personal opinion, Dom, I'll share with you. You know, I was raised Catholic. You know, for me, I think America will be a much better place when we're fighting to protect children and children that, and so I just think in general we have as a nation, especially during COVID, I think we saw that kids weren't really valued. They, you know, all of this selfishness from adults and fear was placed on their shoulders to try to keep adults safe. Never in the history of our country have we ever, you know, used children to try to keep adults safe. It's supposed to be adults keeping kids safe. And again, this is another common sense issue. And so, you know, protecting kids is first and foremost in my mind. And we need to have a kids first mentality when we create policy.
Parting question for you today. I'm not sure if we spoke post your 60 Minutes interview, but my take was that you guys had the first thing everybody ought to recognize. You have the guts to go on 60 Minutes knowing that it's taped, knowing that they just want to come at you, but knowing also if you can withstand that, it gives a lot of attention to the ultimate parental rights group in the country, which I think is Moms for Liberty. So what was it like making that decision to go on? I think it was with Scott Pelley.
It was with Scott Pelley, and that was a really easy decision for Tina Deskovich, who's the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, and I to make. We say yes to a lot of interviews. Now, I wouldn't go on Joy Reid taped. I said I would go on Joy Reid Live, and I did. But it's 60 minutes, and we really want to try to reach every single person in America that we can reach with our message about the fact that the public education in system has become a jobs program that cares more about adults' wants than kids' needs. And so for Tina and for me, we were happy to do it. Was it a fair representation of the interview? Absolutely not. We were on for an hour and a half talking with Scott Pelley, and they actually used up time during the aired interview of me breathing. So I think they really didn't want to share our message. But the truth is, I think we held our own. We were proud of the job that we did. And a lot more people know about Moms for Liberty, and hopefully they check us out. And when they do check us out, they see that we're not silly or stupid or foolish. It wasn't that we were searching for words or answers. It was that 60 Minutes didn't want it, didn't like the answers we gave them to the questions.
I'm in complete agreement. When you're willing to go into the lion's den, I always admire that, even if it's a left group. They're willing to come on. I'm sure you do, too, and debate you guys or go into talk radio. You got to admire that. That's all that we ask. That's what it's supposed to be about. Where do people go to find Moms for Liberty and chapters and all that?
Yeah, go to momsforliberty.org. I want to be really clear. You are not alone. If you are sitting in your house right now or you're in your car and you're listening to the radio and you're hearing me talk about the fact that kids aren't learning to read and that our country is in a dark place where we really need Americans, patriots, to step up, go to momsforliberty.org. Join as a national member. Donate if you can. Join your local chapter. Start a chapter if you don't have one, but it's going to take every single American to fight for the future of our country.
Thank you so much. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tom.
Tiffany Justice here. That's right. You are not alone. Alina Fishbein, her group, No Right Turn, Left Turn in Education, people like that, and to be willing to going on 60 Minutes. Dan knows. He nodded at me because I did an interview with Sunday Morning, you know, the
was it, like an hour, 20 minutes?
Oh, it was unbelievable. And then they don't run it. Just let on the, because we didn't say wild stuff. Aren't you going to say something? Come on.
That was ridiculous.
855-839-1210. You get on board. Jump in. National Siblings Day. Don't let them take all the good ones. Coming up, it's not just Kensington where the battle's being fought on these so-called harm reduction people. Wait until you hear the chic neighborhood, pretty much, where they're having trouble now.
Oh.
So not just Kensington. No, it's not quite Radnor or Chestnut Hill. Oh, what they would do in Chestnut Hill. No, no, but it's a pretty big, heavy ticket place where they're battling now because of their harm reduction nonsense. Don Giordano's show. So we all know about Kensington, right? We all know the so-called harm reduction people. Sherelle Parker's ready to move on Kensington and the nonsense that's going on there. But now over in Manayunk, I salute the business people there.
Manayunk?
Manayunk.
What?
That's right.
Wait.
Now, Dan, you don't have living memory. Manayunk wasn't a cool place with all those clubs and everything else.
Oh, no, wait. Coming out of high school and college, my brother and sister, they co-rented a place out in Manayunk because it was a cool, hopping place to be.
Hopping, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Main Street was making a turnaround down there, and they had those breweries coming in, and bars. And
this used to be an outlier, and they had an aqua place with a submarine hat in there and something. I remember.
Oh, yeah?
It was bad, and then it turned to what it now is. So now the harm reduction people are there, and they got a visit from the State Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs to follow up on complaints accusing them of using state funds to distribute syringes. They say that's unfounded. They say they're being harassed essentially by the business people there. They have a headquarters on Gay Street in Manayunk. And it's good to see that Manayunk, I think, is sending a message. You know, you're not going to turn this into Kensington Light or something like that. Kensington's going to take a lot to get it back. but you're not going to come into a nice place like Manayunk and engage in this. And the I think the business people seem to be subliminally saying, well, they're drawing more addicts there. They're drawing more people to this. Their argument is, well, what's wrong with that? Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, Manayunk is one of the really nicer places around, clubs, restaurants, all kinds of things, shops that are different.
Can I take you inside my world of online beefing with progressives and liberals on Reddit?
Yes.
So this was a topic that was a big time. And this kind of brings you into the mindset of liberals, progressives when it comes to these, you know, needle exchange programs. Person says, it's sad that these people are addicts, but what stuck out to me was that Kensington homeowner who said that an innocent child who hasn't had a meal watches them give food to these people on the street, and it reinforces the idea that they have little or no worth in society. The person continues saying, I don't have children, but I think this is horrible that kids have to live amongst this every day and see it every day. Most of the people left in the neighborhood who could leave probably already left. It's a travesty that we already allow this. And a progressive responds saying, I mean, the users aren't in Kensington because they all came together and decided to move there. They're in Kensington because that's where they buy dope. Where exactly would you like them to be moved, and why can't this beautiful country of ours feed the drug users and the children? I respond, this isn't a utopia. If I'm prioritizing one over the other, it's the impoverished child over the drug addict. You could agree with this, correct? No response.
All righty. Nicely played. We'll have more on this in Kensington and more on what's going on over in Manayunk. But coming up, we're going to talk with Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. President Biden says, oh, I don't know if I have the power to do anything about the border. All right. We'll see what he thinks about that. We know that he does. In addition to that, Rand Paul, I just rereading last night his book, Deception. Dan, I got to the part, it's extensive, on his dealings with Stephen Colbert. I'll tell you what he says about Colbert in the book, and we have tomorrow night tickets. Go to 1210WPHT.com.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.